It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now, I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. Wow, it's officially been 6 months since the launch of the Powered AF Podcast, and I can't believe it's already been 6 months. As we go on to month 7, it's been a crazy journey. I never thought that I would be running a podcast, let alone being this consistent over time. I mean, at the time when I started this podcast, I was extremely busy and nothing's changed since. And one of the biggest lessons I learned is that, you know, if you're not going to start something and if you're not able to do something while you are in your busiest season, just know that it doesn't mean that you're going to get less busy in the future, right? So a lot of times you have to figure out how to add this thing on your plate while you have a full plate. And so you may have to start deprioritizing and prioritizing other things. And so this is something that I decided to prioritize. And I can't believe it's already been 6 months, going on month 7. And wow. So yeah, officially midway through the 1 year mark. I love it. So let's go ahead and dive into this episode. The biggest thing I think that I learned from starting this podcast is just that it's really hard being consistent, to be quite honest. It's really, really hard to be consistent. And as I look at even this month specifically, it's February, it's been challenging, right? February has been challenging. February is a very short month, and I've been doing a lot, really trying to gain clarity around some of the product offers that I have around the Power Your Launch Marketing Accelerator. I have upcoming workshops that I'm going to be doing, and I'm even going to test out a few in-person workshops as well. So, you know, I'm learning a lot over these last few months, and these are some of the things that I'm learning and also some things I'm looking forward to as well. Now, as we go even further in this week's episode, and the topic for this week's episode is, are TikTok ads for real? Now, I know you all know me, and you know I talk about Facebook ads and Instagram ads, and, you know, I run YouTube ads and TikTok and Pinterest, etc. But I actually never really talked about TikTok ads. And so that's going to be today's topic. Are TikTok ads for real? Again, are TikTok ads for real? Now, before we get started, I just want to give a shout out for my listeners. Now, there have been people that avid fans of the podcast that have been listening, and I truly, truly do appreciate all you support. And so I just want to give a shout out. I think this is to Yara. Yara, how's it going? Yara says this podcast is so inspirational and something that every entrepreneur or aspiring entrepreneur should listen to because it's so honest and it gives us good ideas for what we could do to help us along the way. I love listening to this podcast like these because they're so uplifting. Looking forward to new episodes. Thank you so much, Yara, for that review. I greatly appreciate it. There's a lot of work that goes behind each episode. So thank you. And thank you all for those that continue to share the podcast, for those that are listening, avid listeners to the podcast. I am going to create, and this is something I've been thinking about, some sort of community so I could talk to you all and we could have further discussions around some of the topics that we are experiencing and talking about on this podcast and open up for a two-way channel because I want to know what you're thinking. I want to know what questions you're having and vice versa. So there's going to be something I'm working on and I'm probably going to put it in the show notes. If it's not on this episode, it will be shortly. I have to figure out where I'm going to launch this platform on and this community, et cetera. Okay, so again, topic of today is, are TikTok ads for real? And this is a question I get all the time. People always ask me, hey, are you running TikTok ads? Hey, should I try TikTok ads? Hey, what do you think about TikTok ads? So I get this question quite often. And a lot of times what I tell people is that, hey, yes, I believe TikTok ads are for real. Now, you have to think about, you know, TikTok came on the scene in the last several years, the platform itself, and TikTok does really well organically. So if you're someone who has a TikTok account, if you're someone who doesn't have a TikTok account, I highly encourage you to experiment and create an account because I think the organics of TikTok and growing organically is quite phenomenal. And when we think about platforms, when they first come out, think about when Facebook first come out, Instagram first comes out, there's this buzz around the platform. People are drawn to it. They're using it. They have an avid user base. Over the last few years, we saw the transition from Xanga to MySpace. You know, again, there's so many other different social platforms. You saw Facebook, you know, we saw Vine. We see these social platforms that come and go, and we see the social platforms that are here to stay. When Facebook first came around, right, people thought it was just a fad. Similar to TikTok, people think, or some people still think, that it's just a fad. But I honestly believe that TikTok is here to stay. When Facebook and Instagram first came out, they were, you know, just there was so much publicity around it, so much engagement and user engagement. And then when they started introducing people to the advertisement aspect of, you know, Facebook ads and Instagram ads, it took the platform to a whole nother level because small businesses were able to now come on these platforms and really market their businesses, right? Influencers, creators, right? So what happened was in the beginning of Facebook and Instagram to what it is now, there's so much growth that's occurred. And a lot of it is due to, you know, the accelerant of allowing users to run paid media, paid advertisement. So when we look at TikTok ads, they're following in very similar blueprint. When TikTok first came out, you didn't have the ability to run ads. Now, a few years later, you have the ability to run ads. It's funny, I was actually one of the first people invited to run TikTok ads. I remember getting an email and signing up. And when I first opened up my TikTok account, I think I created my ad account before I even created a TikTok profile. And so I went and I explored the TikTok ads interface, and it was very new, meaning that it wasn't really built out the way that Facebook and Instagram ads was built out. But mind you, Facebook and Instagram ads have been at this for quite some time, right? For a while now. And so TikTok, when I first started running ads on their platform, it actually was not good. There was a lot of things you couldn't do, and it was very, very, very confusing. Now, a year later, I opened it back up and I started browsing through it because I always do these check-ins to see, okay, is the platform progressing? And I noticed that, okay, the platform of TikTok started progressing. And I was like, well, let me go ahead and try an ad here. Let me try two ads here. Let me try three ads just to see what it was like. So I think the biggest benefit of any advertising platform is that it's a way to accelerate the growth of your business, whether you run a product or service-based company, right? Doesn't matter if it's YouTube ads, Pinterest ads, right? Facebook, Instagram ads, now TikTok ads. It's an accelerant to grow your business and to get more visibility and eyeballs to your business, to whatever you're selling or whatever you're offering. Now, a lot of times the biggest con to these platforms, especially if they're a lot newer, like TikTok, is that there's not a much case studies on people who are having success using these platforms. It doesn't mean success is impossible. It just means that, hey, you know, over time, it'll start being created, right? You'll start seeing these case studies of how people grew their brand or et cetera using TikTok. Now, it's already happening organically, and there are people having success with advertisement, but again, it's just not as widespread as, let's say, Facebook or Instagram ads. And so my personal experience with TikTok ads has actually been great. In the beginning, it was not so good because the platform is still being built. And the platform is still being built, right? It's still not as robust as Facebook or Instagram ads or YouTube and Google ads. It's still not there yet, but there's so much room for growth, and that's what gets me excited most. And so my experience is I've been running a lot of lead generation ads and also a lot of retargeting or sending people straight to product page and then trying to get them to check out. So that's my experience with the platform. And there is a learning curve, right? There is a learning curve. However, because I know Facebook and Instagram ads, because I know the Facebook Ads Manager, the learning curve was less for me because I understood how to build effective marketing campaigns. I understood the structure of how to put together ads and how to, you know, make sure your website is tracking the data and the pixel you have to place. And so a lot of these things that I already was familiar with because I run ads on other platforms. And so my encouragement for you is to test this out. Test this out for your business. If you're not doing TikTok organic already, start with that. And if you are doing TikTok organic and you're saying, you know what, what's this ads thing? I encourage you to test it out because you may have a really great experience with it. And so I encourage you to use TikTok to, you know, run campaigns around generating interest. Look at your content and see which content is getting the most engagement and start there. Start there by running advertisements with that piece of content, right? Look at the content and say, you know what? What are people most inspired by? What a post and content that I'm creating that is really pushing people to come to my page, or is really growing my following, or is really the bulk of my viewership. Let me start there with the content that I'm going to use to run advertisements with. Now, I'm really optimistic about TikTok ads. I'm optimistic about any platform that allows you to run advertisements because they allow small business owners, entrepreneurs, et cetera, solopreneurs to compete with bigger companies. They allow us to reach and expand across markets that we wouldn't have had access to. And they allow us to look and use data in ways that we would not be able to if it was 20, 30 years ago, or if we had to go and do and collect that data ourselves. And so I'm really, really, really looking forward to seeing how TikTok ads grow, how the platform develops more, because I see there's a lot of potential here and I'm seeing a lot of success. It's almost like the wild, wild west. It almost feels like Facebook back in 2008 when they, you know, started letting people run advertisements. That's what TikTok feels like right now. I'm generating leads anywhere from $6 to about $22. I remember seeing a lead for a certain specific day come in at $22. And I've also seen leads come in at $6, $4 to $6 range as well. Now, as you know, if you are in the Power Your Launch Marketing Accelerator, you know, getting leads is one thing, but it's where the sale comes. You know, how much sales am I generating from those leads? You know, that's the number that I'm looking at. And so I'm generating some sales from these leads, but I think that I need to cultivate my TikTok journey a lot further. For example, because I've been running Facebook and Instagram ads so long, I understand how people react to different pages, landing pages or product pages or checkout pages when they do land. And so for TikTok, I'm realizing that the user that's coming from TikTok wants to interact with the pages a little bit differently. So I'm getting ready to build out a specific funnel for TikTok users and specific journeys to see how that performs. So I will report back at a later date. But I am seeing results with TikTok ads, and so that's why I continue running them. And so I hope that this was beneficial for you, gives you an idea of the type of ads that you could run, gives you a little more understanding of TikTok ads, and if you should take the plunge, which I highly recommend in learning, you could go via YouTube University and starting there. I personally do not have a course around TikTok ads. Maybe in the future I will. Or I will, you know, partner with someone. However, I do have a course around how to run Facebook and Instagram ads, which if you understand how to do that, then learning TikTok ads, there's a lower barrier because you would have learned pretty much everything if you understand Facebook and Instagram ads. So go check out the Power Your Launch Marketing Accelerator. Dive in, and I encourage you to start learning about TikTok ads and how you could use that for your business. And I truly appreciate you all for joining me on this episode of Our TikTok Ads For Real. Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up, and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.